excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
If we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best of
friends. Moron, your bus is leaving.
Welcome to this Washington edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford reporting on the way home from the Washington game, if we want to call it a game. We'll do a quick recap. Bears didn't get the ball to start the game. Washington did, but they forced a punt pretty quickly, and then Washington forced a punt pretty quickly. And then the Bears got into their good rhythm, got the ball all the way down the field, had the ball at the one-yard line, and decided to go for a QB sneak and put Goff under center, and he was not used to that. It's quite obvious. He fumbled the ball while trying to take it up to go over the top of the pile. The ball went right into, I think it was Shaq Thompson's hands, actually. And he managed to take it all the way down the sideline for a Washington touchdown. So as opposed to the score being 7-0 Bears, on one play it was 7-0 Huskies. A little bit later in the quarter, Bears came up with a couple stops there, I believe, and got the ball back. First down, fumble the ball, give it to the Huskies deep in Cal territory. One play later, fade to the end zone. Second touchdown for the Huskies. There was then a third touchdown in the first half. And the fourth touchdown in the first half was a real disappointing one late in the second quarter. Bears, I think, were trying to push for to get the ball back one more time with a chance to score, and just weren't playing solid defense, didn't take good angles to the ball, and long run for Washington for a 28-0 halftime lead. Second half was actually quite a stalemate. Neither team did all that great offensively. The only scoring was, again, another Cal fumble deep in Cal territory. This one, Cal manages to stop them at least, but it's close enough where they can kick the field goal 31-0. Actually, I think we'd already scored our one touchdown. Cal did get one good drive in there, where they got all the way down the field in the late third or early fourth quarter. I'm forgetting the exact time. And then gave it up that last field goal on another fumble. Not remembering the order, to be honest. And I have no interest in looking up these details because the game was just terrible. It really, as much as those fumbles were in the particulars that sunk the team today, the reality was what was the problem was far more fundamental than that. This team played flat today. They did not play with intensity. And actually, they did fine to start. I think they actually seemed to have a reasonable amount of effort and good, strong play right up through that second touchdown. Really through the second fumble. And then from that point on, the team was just shell-shocked. They had horrible effort. They looked very, very pensive and conservative. I think the mistakes got them, you know, into their shell. They were too nervous about making mistakes and therefore unwilling to, you know, just go and be intense. And there just wasn't a sense of urgency ever in the game after that point. Even when there's like, you know, when we scored the touchdown, it's like, okay, maybe the Bears can get something together here. And I'm now remembering there was about 5 minutes left in the third quarter when they scored that touchdown. It was 28-7 at that point. It's like, well, okay, they got to pick up the pace. They're going to need to get some stops, get the ball back. But this team could score three more touchdowns, and they're finally getting back into their rhythm. But after that, there was just no more sense of urgency on either side of the ball. I think this team is mentally exhausted right now, and mailed this one in. Just couldn't muster the emotional effort to do another come from behind win with where there's mistakes and poor play early, and they just never were able to get back into the game psychologically. It also seemed like the coaching staff was buying into the same problem. The play calls were very out of character. They weren't pushing the speed of play at all. They just took the team out of what makes the offense good. It's almost like the game plan wasn't well thought out, or they overthought it, actually. They overthought the game plan, were trying to do too much for the specifics of Washington, and didn't just keep with the fundamentals of the Bear Raid offense. They really, really they called a bunch of unusual plays, had a bunch of formations that we don't usually do. They didn't have confidence in the offensive line, and to some degree with good reason, but there's plenty of opportunities to still work the system, even with the offensive line having a little bit more struggles. And we'll get back to that. But just, there's not a lot to, it just felt like the game plan was overthought out, and too far away from the strengths of this team. Except defensively. Defensively, we are falling for the same problems we have all season. I do not know why this defensive coordinator is so afraid of press coverage. These corners are not that bad. They haven't been letting people get behind them. They need to be challenging them off the line of scrimmage. They need to get the linebackers closer to the inside receivers when they've got two receivers on a side. They're just giving too much room in gaps, and it's just not working. There was some times where actually the Bears went to one linebacker in the middle, and then Washington really ran over him because there wasn't enough men there to control the running game. But they still weren't doing enough press coverage. It continues to boggle the mind that they're not making the adjustments necessary. They have to trust these guys. And actually, a big part of what helped Washington's success is they were far more aggressive with their secondary. They weren't letting Goff get the quick passes off the line of scrimmage for the most part. And the difference between this and maybe some of the past opponents is they were getting to Goff if he needed a lot of time. And that made a big difference. And I think that's how you beat Washington State, that's how you beat Cal, that's how you beat Arizona. You beat them by doing press coverage, making it so they have to hold on to the ball for a while, and then making sure you're doing creative things with your defensive line and your linebackers to get to the quarterback frequently and with authority. Because you just can't sit back and wait for that team to pick you that type of offense to pick you apart from underneath. They'll just take it over and over and over again, and as soon as you start biting on the short stuff, they'll throw it over the top for the long hits. Washington was if the one thing I feel respectful of Washington today, it's that their defense was pretty good at doing that press coverage, not giving Goff a lot of time, and not letting the offense get behind them at the same time. In that sense, they did pretty well. Their scheme was fundamentally sound. However, I still stick by my prediction. If this game was played again with this team fresh and ready to go, and not playing a team that just came off its bye, perhaps, I still think the Bears can win this game 52-31. they just didn't do it today. Their offense was just not there. They gave up way too many opportunities, and the turnovers just killed them. Just a horrible performance. Horrible, horrible, horrible performance. This feels like the worst of the games of last season, where the team just wasn't buying in to what Dykes was preaching and what the coaching staff was trying to get them to do. They looked like they didn't care. They looked like they didn't get it. They looked like they didn't buy in. It's just, horrible game. Now, let's talk a little bit about some mitigating factors, because we could all really spiral into a deep sense of terror over this one. But, you know, there's some things here that we should remember before we're too hard on the Bears. Number one, the last 3 weeks were very, very intense weeks, and it is hard for a team to stay that intense that long. It's just a lot to ask of any team anywhere. You just can't constantly do it forever. So there was guaranteed to be a letdown at some point, and it was this week. Maybe, you know, hopefully that they can prevent it from being a repetitive thing. It's hard to say, but it is really hard to keep that intensity up that long. The Bears also, another mitigating factor for what happened today is teams that are in the middle of a rebuilding process. It's not a linear thing. It never is. You look back to the 2002 and 2003 Bears, newly under Tedford. They had their moments where they took a step back. You know, it happens. And you just can't expect that every game is going to be a step in the right direction. There are going to be those games that are going to be a little bit of a step backwards. And I think that's what we saw today. Today was one of those days where things didn't, you know, you have those games that just aren't the program moving in the right direction. So I think between those two things, between, you know, just the fact that rebuilding has its steps back, and how intense the last three games have been, it's not unexpected that the Bears are going to have a day like today. And I still believe that the Bears could have won today. I still believe that the Bears can beat just about any team in the conference that's left on the schedule. I'm not afraid of UCLA. It's a good team. There's no doubt about it. But frankly, I think Washington was a better team than I gave them credit for. Oregon, you know, has its vulnerabilities. It is not an unbeatable team. And, I'm not necessarily going to bet on the Bears for that one, but I also think the Bears could beat Oregon. Oregon State, for sure. Very vulnerable team. There's no reason to worry about them either. USC, again, I'm not necessarily going to call the win there, but I also think that they're a very beatable team. So it is what it is. And, of course, in Stanford and BYU. BYU is very beatable team left at the end of the season. So there's a lot of wins left, or potential wins left, for this team. There's no reason to panic and feel like, oh God, it's going to be, you know, losses from here on out. Yes, the schedule's getting tougher, but it's also not impossible. So, you know, that's how things go. Sometimes you take a little bit of a step back. But it doesn't take away the disappointment. Today was obviously a very, very disappointing day for Cal football. I got extremely frustrated out there today. Just a really bad day, and this will be a big test, I think, for Dykes to, show his leadership, and to get this team pointed back and get its intensity up. Hopefully it's a lesson I think part of what happened is, you know, the Bears got used to having these really intense games, and they kind of took for granted that they could be this intense, and then it just didn't happen. And so, you know, Dykes is going to have to remind them, no, you actually have to play that intensely to have that intense of a game. And that's what the Bears need to do to win. They're not going to be a team that wins just on talent or just on scheme. It's going to take effort and intensity and drive. A lot of it. And the Bears will have to really change how they're playing between now and next Saturday against UCLA. But I think, I don't know, we'll see. We'll see what they do. Let's see if we can go through some position group stuff really quickly. Goff, I think he played an okay game. Not a great game, not a bad game. He didn't have too many balls that were to the wrong guy. I think the coverages he was seeing confused him a little bit. I think there were times where he didn't quite have confidence where to go with the ball. And that's going to have to change. There were also times he seemed to look at the defense awful long leading up to snapping the ball. Like he just wasn't exactly sure what he was looking at and wasn't sure how to do his pre-snap reads. So that, I think, is a little bit of a sign of him, you know, not being as mature as maybe we'd hope, because it was having him. And then he was holding on to the ball too long as a result. And, you know, that obviously resulted in some of the fumbles and sacks that we saw. I was kind of disappointed in seeing them not getting rid of the ball more quickly. Wide receivers, this was, again, not their best game. It wasn't their worst game either, though. They did not do good blocking. One thing, this wide receiver core has not impressed me all season. It hasn't mattered much for the most part, but it mattered today. Was they're blocking when they're doing wide receiver screens and stuff. That you got to keep that safety and that DB off of the tackle, and they weren't doing that. That they were very easily able to shed their tackles and get to the guys, and a lot of those swing out passes and runs sweeps and stuff were not working because the wide receivers weren't holding and keeping their blocks. But their hands were pretty good. Not many dropped balls today. Goff had a few errant ones that they yanked in. Frankly, they just didn't get that many chances, though. They didn't get the ball thrown to them downfield and get the kind of chances we're used to them having. And part of that was because they were well covered, and part of that was Goff didn't have a lot of time too often. Offensive line, again, obviously they struggled a bit with the defense, particularly the guy coming off of Goff's blind side, you know, really got to Goff a few times. Not sure whose assignment that was or whose fault that was, but that was their biggest mistake that they made. Run blocking wasn't horrible. I know the overall run stats weren't good, but that was because of the sacks. Lasko got, you know, over 4 yards a carry, I believe, and that's okay. That's you know, a sign that the offensive line is opening up just enough holes to make things happen. It would have been nice to see him closer to 5 yards a carry, but I didn't feel they did horrible. I didn't feel they, you know, did as much as they could, and there are obviously some assignment issues when the few times guys got straight through to Goff. Lasko, the running backs in general, I thought they did pretty good. Lasko in particular was solid. We didn't see Muhammad today at all, which didn't surprise me a bit with his broken thumb, I think it is. And he'll have to heal up, I think, before they let him hold the ball, particularly when the rest of the team's fumbling. We don't need one more player on the team fumbling. But Lasko, I continue to like his dedication. I continue to like his drive. He's the type of guy that wears out a defense, and you really have to feel good about how he runs with the ball. It's too bad the Bears got behind so early, because I really think he could have wore down the defense and made the offensive line look better, because he wears down the defense, and then the defense is having a tougher time getting off their blocks, and the offensive line looks good. But when you get down like they did, it's really hard to do that. Switching over to the defense, I think the defensive line did fine. It would have been nice to see a little bit more pressure, but they did okay. They got through a few times. Linebackers, I really actually feel sorry for our linebackers, and I still believe the 3-4 is the better system for our conference. You just can't get the men you need in with the flexibility that you need with a 4-3. You need to have that extra body who can kind of do it all, at least between the four of them, you have that extra body. You've got, guys who can be in coverage, guys who can play run blocking, guys who can eat up offensive linemen and that sort of thing, rush the passer, etc. And you're only going to get that from a linebacker. You're not going to get it from a defensive lineman. So I really feel kind of sorry for our linebackers and that there's three of them trying to do more work than they can. And they're asked to really play this intermediate role of the outside ones playing halfway between the interior wide out. So he's too far out to really help with the inside run game and not far enough out to really help with the passing game. And just it feels all wrong to me. Schematically, I am not happy with what we are doing with our linebackers. And I'm not so sure I know what to do in a 4-3 system with those linebackers. That's why I think the 3-4 is the system. And by the way, we have the bodies. We have the type of guys who are needed for a 3-4 in this conference. Secondary, I think actually they're getting better. Tackling, and this actually I think applies to the linebackers as well. Too many bad tackles. I really think the conditioning of this defense is, it may be great. They're being put on the field an awful lot. But it's not where it needs to be. It needs to be even greater. It needs to be so superior that that even with what we're putting them through, they don't look tired. Because as this game wore on, they looked tired. That long play that ended up being for nothing where we thought they fumbled at the end, but the real issue was there was a crackback block way early in the play, so it ended up coming all the way back. That was a tired, tired secondary and linebacker core. Who just couldn't make a tackle, couldn't make a cut to go tackle that guy. So they just look tired to me, and their tackling seemed to reflect that. Hard to be too critical because of how much they're on the field. But they got their rest today. It seemed like cumulative buildup, not today. And again, I think that these last three games really sucked the life out of this team, and they just weren't ready for a fourth game in a row of that level of intensity, and that's what they needed today. Which kind of brings up an interesting point. Dykes let them have a practice off this week because he knew how tired they were. And one wonders, is that the right way to go? Obviously practicing doesn't make them, doesn't help them recuperate in that sense. So it seems like, maybe they needed another practice off. But maybe that's part of why they were rusty, too. Maybe they needed the extra reps to keep their rhythm going. So maybe it's, I'm not sure I know what the answer is, but it's a tough call. Do you give them a rest or do you keep them in the flow and keep them working hard? I hear it was midterms weeks, kind of, for a lot of the players. Maybe that influenced his decision to be light on them so they could study some more. Hard to tell. But they're going to have to give a heck of a lot more than that for UCLA next week. That's going to be a big game. I won't be able to see it live. I've got another commitment that will keep me away from the game. But I sure hope for all of those who are sitting through it that it's not as painful as today was. Today was a very, very, very painful experience for me, and I'm sure it was for all of you listening. So let's take an optimistic route. Let's hope that it was just the 3 weeks of beat down and, you know, they couldn't keep it up. And also the factor that it's hard for a team on, or team on the rebound to constantly make a step forward, that they take a step back now and again. And hopefully they can use this as a launching pad into a very strong effort next week against UCLA. And I guess I'll leave you with that thought. Go Bears, and thanks for listening. On the road again.